Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the Bible study today, and our closing studies this week upon the life of Abraham. In chapter 23, we have the account of Abraham's sorrow on the departure of his beloved wife Sarah. We read verses 1, going down, if we may, through verse 3. And the Spirit of God writes concerning the death of Sarah. Sarah was 120 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his bed and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me your possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. May God help us to value, by the Holy Spirit's teaching, the presentation of the truths that are found in these words relative to the life of Abraham, and particularly today, in relation to the death of his beloved wife, Sarah. We can well realize the sorrow that was Abraham's, for Sarah, his wife, had accompanied him all through the days of his pilgrimage from the land of Mesopotamia into the land of Canaan, sharing with him the pilgrimage and the fact that they were strangers in a land, even though God had given it to him by promise, both to Abraham and to all of his seed. But it is a joy to recognize the many lessons that both Sarah and Abraham together had learned in the path of faith below. It seems very unique, but I believe I'm stating the truth, that this is the only occasion where the age of any woman in the Bible is mentioned. We often have the record of the years of the life of God's servants and patriarchs mentioned after the duration of their age. But I believe on this occasion, Sarah is the only one who is mentioned, and having died at the age of 127 years. And thus we find her death brings mourning to Abraham. The second verse of our chapter declares, Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. I'm sure that any beloved friend who has gone through the same experience of the departure of a loved one, and especially of one so dear as Sarah must have been to the heart of Abraham, her husband, we can understand the tears of sorrow and mourning as he bent over and wept for the one who had been a life partner to him through thick and thin. We certainly can realize that the sorrow was well expressed, as thus he bowed in his grief over the loss of this beloved companion. And we sympathize with all who lose a loved one, and particularly we have great comfort and consolation for them when they are in the Lord. But there is a suggested meaning in the words of verse 3 that is so precious. Yes, though Abraham sorrowed, yet he sorrowed not as others who have no hope. For note the words in the opening of verse 3, so blessedly and pointedly real for us to value. And Abraham stood up from before his dead. The preceding verse, he had been bent over with great sorrow and mourning. 'Twould seem as though he squares his shoulders, rising to his feet, standing up, and thus facing the world and speaking to the sons of Heth around him in relation to his desire for a burying place for his wife Sarah. Yes, we can certainly say, as we have studied this lesson of Abraham, faith is never overcome, And even in the very presence of death and the departure of that loved one so dear, Abraham stood up from before his dead. Now why could Abraham so stand firm and erect and face the world around him? Shall we not remember in the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, the preceding one? Faith had received Isaac when offered up upon the altar as from the dead. And God was a God of resurrection to the heart of Abraham. Now he is burying his wife, Sarah. But Abraham believes in resurrection. And in this spirit, though he mourns for Sarah, faith meets the last great enemy, death. Oh, my beloved, what a lesson this is, where a man of God, on the path of faith, is able to stand erect in the presence of the last great enemy, in the experiences of his life, when the loved one most dear and precious is taken away in death. Faith meets that last enemy with victory. Surely this is the victory of faith, when Abraham stood up from before his dead, maintaining the attitude of faith, erect and firm at the end, as he had often done before. May we again commend the study that we have followed in the life of this servant of God, the path of faith, and it was faith that was victorious, even as he stands up before his dead and faces the friends, all those that lived around him. Now please note, it was faith that also asks for the purchase of the field of Machpelah. For in verse 4, Abraham confesses what should be the characteristic confession of every believer. I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. One of the greatest lessons in this path of faith that we have followed in the life of Abraham that should impress itself upon our hearts, our consciences, and in our lives is the very fact that Abraham lived a life of strangership, a sojourner, a pilgrim and a stranger while he was in the land of Canaan. True, God had promised him all the land, together with all of his seed. But nevertheless, he owned not one bit of it. He purchased nothing within it until this occasion, when he seeks a place of burial for his beloved wife. But he confesses himself a stranger as well as a pilgrim. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, he implores of the sons of Heth, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. We can well recognize that on this path of separation, he had confidence in a God who was the God of resurrection. There is no question of doubt as he stood erect and made the purchase for the field of Machpelah as he bought it. There is no question of doubt. He had the confidence of a day of resurrection. And we find Abraham being promised by the sons of Heth whatever he desired. And then he commands and communes with them to ask that he might have the cave of Machpelah, which he purchases. Please note very carefully as you go down the chapter, precious to recognize it, they would give it to him, for they honored him for his character. They honored him for his testimony. My beloved fellow believer, let us recognize one truth. Though Abraham owned nothing in the country and was a pilgrim and a stranger, living in a tent near the altar where he would worship his God, he had never purchased one thing, one part of that land. But he was also unwilling to accept any part of it as a gift from the sons of Heth. And he weighs out the money and makes the purchase for that which was the cave of Machpelah to bury his dead. We read in verse 17 these words, and the field of Ephron which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure. Legal possession was transferred to Abraham. For unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, this was given before all that went in at the gate of his city. And we have the closing commentary words that bring us to the realization that he has said farewell on this earthly scene to the wife of his bosom, to the one who had shared with him the pilgrimage throughout their pathway since leaving the land of Mesopotamia and now still in the land of Canaan. And in verse 19, after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan, and the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Eth. Shall we recognize two blessed facts as we come to this sad incident and sorrowful experience, but not without hope, in the life of Abraham? And one fact is this. He realized, though his loved one had died, there was a resurrection day coming. By faith, Abraham looked forward to the day when Sarah would be raised from the dead and reunited to her beloved husband. And then he also acknowledges throughout the chapter that he was still a stranger, and a path of separation was his to the very end of his days. May we realize the complete pilgrim character of this man Abraham, and seek to follow his example, we who are the believers in the Lord Jesus today. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify these truths that we have covered very briefly, but may they be precious to our hearts, in Jesus' name, for his glory. Amen.